T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
I mean, you guys are the best team in Chicago. Everybody knows that. We all know that. The afternoon show is not afraid of anything, really. Yeah. But
Afternoons on the Score.
So what happens next with the Arlington site? And I guess how would you characterize, from the team's perspective, why the Chicago project eventually gained more momentum than Arlington?
Yeah, I mean, we are the largest landowner in Arlington Heights right now, 326 acres.
We are the largest landowner in Arlington Heights still, 326 acres that we own, a beautiful piece of land. But I think we said it before and after today, we're clear that our focus is on the city of Chicago and this museum campus area. So we still own the land in Arlington Heights, but our focus from a stadium development project is here in this campus area.
Didn't rule it out, but the focus is on Chicago. Texters like Parkins, if they end up in Arlington Heights, it's not because they want to, it's because this failed. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, no, I wondered whether you were thinking they were using this as a leverage play.
I think dog and pony leverage. I think both. I think it's one and the same. I think
those are two different things.
I think that if they would be building in Arlington Heights, if the property tax dispute with the schools was not what it was.
This is what I've been asking people who know the finances of it more than me, and I don't know it incredibly well, but like, what is left to really truly win from an Arlington Heights negotiation perspective that makes it worth it for all this dog and pony show? Like, they came down on some of the property taxes,
right,
a month ago,
yep,
based on the school board. I don't know that there's as much to win on that regard. I think it's about getting public money at all. That's my feeling about it, and that it's going to be very, very hard for them to get public money for Arlington Heights, where it has a better chance of happening for the lakefront infrastructure.
That might be true. I hope that they don't get public money for either of it. But I think that Kevin Warren has changed their minds, because they bought the land when Ted Phillips was there, and they own the land, and now they're trying to do this. No one asked, by the way, because they did ask, Jason Leisure asked, are you going to be able to play in current Soldier Field while you're building new Soldier
Thank
Field?
Thank you for that question, by the way.
Thank you. But no one asked, where are people going to park?
There was one oblique reference to maybe building a double-decker parking structure where the south lot is. Like, as they talked about the infrastructure, I think it was Karen Murphy said, and we're thinking about putting a second deck on that parking structure. But yeah, that was it. There's not a ton of new parking plans in the renderings, that's for damn sure.
Want to just read a couple of texts here before we get to a couple calls and some Brandon Johnson. I say this as a Christian. First of all, I'm both offended and embarrassed by the ownership of my favorite team perverting my religion in the name of a new Bears stadium. Next text. Well, it's all reset over there. The prayer thing for me was more offensive than anything the Bears did last season. Viscerally offensive and inappropriate. As a diehard God believer, I am disgusted by the Bears today.
Die Sox God fan.
I like that. The idea of you have to give us your credentials on fandom and religion.
Oh, yeah. Well, when the Blackhawks were getting popular, it became a thing everybody would call and give up their Blackhawks fan resume.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We need your God relationship resume.
I've been a Blackhawks fan since 1982
exactly,
and a God fan since 1964.
Right. I learned them both simultaneously.
I'm a New Testament guy.
Confirmed. St. Mark and Mary, 1997.
It's perfect.
Confirmation name, Philip.
Mine's Patrick.
I am a Die Sox White fan.
Oh, God.
Just a ridiculous day. You guys want to hear from Brandon Johnson or take a couple more calls?
I never want to hear from Brandon Johnson.
I thought it was interesting that he, I thought he let it off because I had missed the pastor at the beginning. But there's there's the mayor leading off. As much of it as you think we should hear, Tanny. I love the inauguration.
Yeah, it was eight
joke.
Minutes, so I made an editorial decision. Woo! I chopped it off.
Good job.
A little bit, yeah.
Good
so it's
job.
About 5 minutes here. We get to the meat of it because there's a lot of pandering that happened early on.
I mean, this is a beautiful day for the city of Chicago. It really is. And as a lifelong Bears fan, it is an honor to be here to celebrate the Bears' commitment to remaining the Chicago Bears.
Yeah. They're going to be the Chicago Bears in Arlington Heights.
I know. He wants it as much as Lori Lightfoot wanted it. She just went with anger and scorn.
He said he was the only candidate. He said he was the only one who wanted to keep them here. And I think that's incorrect.
I think that is also incorrect.
Different tactics of how to do it.
Different tactics of how to do it.
Lori Lightfoot chose violence. Brandon Johnson is choosing being used by Kevin Warren.
And he's hoping to get that next election looking a little better from his perspective right now.
To host several year-round events, including Chicago Public School championships, graduations, major concerts, Final Fours, Big Ten championships. My next inauguration, I don't know, we just keep adding to it.
No.
That was gross. I mean, it's politics, man. It's happening. Yeah. Like, it's... Bernsey greatly disagreed when I called Kevin Warren a polished and good political animal in these regards. I what do you think? Because I think everything is there. Yes, I know God is there, and to a lot of problematic extents, I get it, and I acknowledge that. But also,
it's hard for me to focus on anything else if they're claiming that God is in the room caring about a stadium. Okay. Like, that feels like a big deal. I got some follow-up questions.
And you're giving them, and you're making them. But how
no,
about,
but I'm saying, if I'm in that press corps, wait a minute. We're speaking to God now about stadiums? Can we ask him some other questions?
Ask God some other questions?
That's what I'm saying. You're able to speak to God about this, about the stadium. What does he think about the world? What does he think about climate? What does he think about violence in the city? What does he think about poverty and the poor and immigrants and our school system? We're speaking to God about football stadiums.
Amen, sir.
I'm just saying. To me, it's like I'm not really that interested in public funding. If you tell me that you've got a line to God on a domed stadium on the lakefront, I want to know what else you know.
But I'm saying it. Everything is an attempt to hit a certain base. Whether he's talking about, how all the vending jobs are going to be the kind of things that will set up families for generations, theoretically, and it'll be incredible help for minorities and for the inner city. He talked about women getting jobs and like everything like that. He's pulling absolutely everything he can to try and build up as much support as possible, so when they go tussle with downstate, he's got as many factions as possible behind him. Everything was manicured in that way today.
Yes.
Every little item.
Kevin Warren, at his introductory press conference to him being the president of the Bears, the media was handed two front and back pages of paper with testimonials to how great Kevin Warren is, ranging from the CEO of Sleep Number Beds to LeBron James. He is a politician. I just think it's got some house of cards. It's a little flimsy. It's a little smoke and mirrors. It's a little showy. And the substance of it.
This is politics we're talking about.
I know.
Okay.
But I'm just saying.
I'm just looking. I'm wondering.
It's just very different. Yeah. It's just very different. There's a way to be like a team president and spike the ball when you cross the goal line. There's the way to do it this way.
I wonder what it felt like as he was getting the stadium done in Minnesota. I wonder how much of this is eerily similar to a guy like Paul Charchian or Paul Allen or others who watched it go down in Minnesota first.
It's a reasonable question. Let's hear a little bit more from the mayor.
So as we stand here today, this historic announcement, it is worth remembering how different things were just a year ago, though. A year ago, Kevin Warren was not the president of the Bears, and I was not the mayor of the city of Chicago. And the Bears were reportedly as good as gone. In fact, I think I was the only mayoral candidate who expressed the willingness to even try to keep them in Chicago. And now here it is a year later. Kevin is the president of the Bears. I'm the mayor of the city of Chicago. And the Bears are committed to staying in Chicago. You know, the main reason this happened is because the Chicago, of course, is the greatest freaking city in the world. Everybody knows that. But it's also the Bears understood the endless opportunities and what Chicago really offers. And but another reason we're here celebrating today. It's not just about football and government. It does start with the personnel. Today's announcement is just another example. If you have the right players in the right position on the field, you got a better shot at winning more than you lose. And today, ladies and gentlemen, it's truly a win for the entire city of Chicago. And that's because today's announcement is, again, it's bigger than football. It's about the people who live here. With this plan, the Bears are committing to $2 billion of investments. Chicago will experience the increased tax revenue from this investment, expanded public recreation, stronger economic growth for the entire city of Chicago for generations to come. And one of the defining features of this project is that it calls for the implementation of everything that my administration has called for, true public investment. But what it does not call for are raising existing taxes or implementing any new taxes on the residents of the city of Chicago. And I'm going to repeat that one more time to make sure that everybody gets that. This project will result in no new taxes on the residents of Chicago.
So, look, you remember when the White Sox stadium thing was talked about by Rob Manfred months ago, and we're like, oh, look, it's this same 2% hotel tax. That's all this all goes back to. At the very least, the White Sox have been demolished in the race for who's going to get any chance at having their public money coming at them. I know you've covered it the past couple days, some of the desperation that's been in the White Sox stuff that's come out. Like, look, my kids are going to sell the team if I don't get this done. You know what I mean? Like, just flat out saying all the stuff that's been behind the scenes, because the White Sox were ahead in this race to try and take advantage of this money, and now they've been just absolutely obliterated by the Bears and dominated by the Bears. If anybody's going to get this loophole and get this done, it is the Bears and not the White Sox. At the very least, they have the mayor is under the thumb of Kevin Warren.
They were saying today, like, let's have two stadiums built simultaneously.
No.
At this point, I'm betting on zero.
It's one or zero.
What about the White Sox? They have also proposed a new stadium. Speaker Harmon asked that you work together with them. Have they agreed to any of this, or what additional cost would they need for what they want?
We've stayed in close communication with the White Sox. We even had a meeting on Sunday, just a couple days ago. I've made it very clear publicly, privately, and I'll make it very clear now. I think it would be an absolutely incredible day in Chicago if we were able to build two stadiums at the same time.
But do us first.
One, the economic benefit, the increase in tax base, the number of jobs, and also the staging of workers, that we could have people working on two different jobs. And as I said in my opening remarks, we got to decide who we want to be as a city. But we have an opportunity to build two world-class stadiums. We'd be all for it. We've stayed in close communication with them. I don't know the specifics of their plan, but I look forward to the day that we can continually stay in close communication. And I would be absolutely ecstatic if both of us were able to build our stadiums here at the same time.
Lip service.
So this is the texter is echoing what I said when this news came out when you weren't here, that they were holding this press conference the day before Caleb Williams Day. And happy Caleb Eve to all of you who celebrate. Praise be. That's something to thank God for, by the way.
Oh, wow. Hold on. That's sarcasm, right?
Yeah, sarcasm.
Damn it, still got it.
Yeah. All right, so since you brought that up, I want to tell the story real quick of a caller who could not come on but wanted this said. He buried his son a week ago. Big Bears fan. Kid was in a car accident And he called me in tears saying, we've been praying for something completely different. So to hear the Bears come on and pray with a pastor for a new stadium on the lakefront when I just buried my kid in a Cole Kmet jersey, my 16-year-old kid in a Cole Kmet jersey, it puts a lot of things into perspective. And it's not like, I'm sure the Bears had an idea about this and they're not thinking about it today, but it puts a lot of things into perspective when you think about what's really important and what you should be praying for if you're someone of that faith. Massive shout out to that dude who called in. Thoughts with your family, prayers with your family for sure. It's a tough thing to hear, tough thing to think about.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. And yes, we're all thinking of that person, and we appreciate him sharing that with us. No parent should have to bury a child. Worst pain imaginable. And yes, that is, of course, an appropriate time for religion, and it shows what would not be an appropriate time for religion. So thank you for sharing that, Shane. The texter that I was going to read was, Mayor Johnson's comments aren't going to age well when the Bears break ground in Arlington Heights. He's talking like the new downtown stadium is a done deal. He's taking a victory lap. What a clown.
Talking about it like a celebration.
Well, that's what I said when the news came out about this announcement. I was like, man, whether they think they can just push this through or it's for leverage or whatever, a lot of this stuff could age really, really poorly if they don't get it done. Now, maybe they know no shame, and maybe Brandon Johnson's got no shot at reelection anyway, so this is like a last-ditch attempt or whatever.
I think right there, Brandon Johnson has seen that his best possible ticket to any sort of public approval is hitching his wagon to the Bears. That is 100% what has gone on.
I guess you've covered this, I've covered this, we've been here. Do you get the sense that the majority of Chicago in any meaningful way would actually be upset if the Bears moved to Arlington Heights? Like, I don't even know that this is a majority popular thing. Like, if I told you stadium in Arlington Heights, stadium on the lakefront, poll 10,000 Cook County residents.
Uh-huh. I think you'd have a pretty even split. To be honest, like when the initial news broke of them buying the land out there and the whole fight with Lightfoot, you and I were here and we talked about it and saw the wisdom in them going there and owning their own and all of that. And there was some pushback, and then not that much, but this, but the story has continued to evolve a little bit. I think it'd be a pretty even split.
Okay. But so I'm just saying, it's not like it's some huge win politically.
To keep the Bears there with the people?
Yeah.
No, not necessarily. But the people don't vote on it, man. They don't.
No. But they vote for him. They vote for him, is what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
If Mayor Johnson gets to run for re-election and say, I kept the Bears in Chicago on the lakefront, does that get him more votes?
With some? Yeah, I don't know. Let's get a political analyst on who knows that market research and those demos more.
I just
know that him saying, look, I got the improvements to the infrastructure on the lakefront that we needed by hitching our wagons to the Bears. And I've brought this incredible stadium here that's going to host Final Fours. It's going to host a million events and things like that. I bet that will have some effect. Yes, especially if it's state money, state taxes that he's getting used on it. And it is not a new tax. It's existing 2% tax that's, you know, for the next 30 years. So I bet it would. But we should ask someone who knows that demo even more.
Paul is in Andersonville, and he's on the score. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. It's Paul Correct. And I appreciate you guys taking my call. I wanted to deal with the religion aspect of this whole thing. And I wanted to tell you guys a little story. So I've been a bartender my whole adult life, and I worked at Shuba's in the early aughts. So this was in the indie rock, hipster, like absolute height of that, right? So let's say My Morning Jacket or something plays at Shuba's. But on Saturday nights, I worked with a friend of mine, Lee, who's a huge Bears fan like I am. And my friend Lee happened to have the Mike Ditka autobiography that he wrote in 1986, immediately after the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say he wrote it, I mean not a ghostwriter. This thing was basically written by a fifth grader, okay? Okay, whatever. It was a money grab, okay?
Yeah.
But what we would do when shows would come out, we were satirizing kind of the, because we love the Bears, the religion sort of thing with the Bears. So a lot of skinny jean type people would come out of a show, lots of indie rock music playing. I would turn it down on a Saturday night, the day before a Bears game. And we would read we would do a reading from the Book of Ditka, is what we called it. So without going too long here, there's a good story about Doug Atkins drinking martinis out of a pint glass. That was one of our ghosts.
Are you about to read from the Book of Ditka? Is that what's
about
to
happen? No, I am not. I don't have it on me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't have
it. Is there a second after this story, or was that a dramatic finish?
$5. Go away.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, so here's the point. Here's the point.
Thank you.
We would do the reading.
Praise be.
And everyone would be staring at us, not giving a crap about anything we were talking about.
I could see that.
And yes. Kind of like and that. then I would say, a reading from the Book of Ditka. Thanks be to Ditka. And we were satirizing religion and sports. Okay? What the Bears did today was absolutely a disgrace. We were having fun with it. The Bears actually try to incorporate religion into this stupid thing they're doing. And it's disgusting. And I'm sorry for the long story.
Thank you, Paul.
Hey,
thank
Paul,
you,
my dogs still hate you, and even more so now. I just want to let you know that.
Right back at your dogs, Shane.
Get out of here, Paul.
Thanks,
thank
Paul.
You. Thank you. You could have started at the end.
He was much quicker when I screened him.
Yeah. The preamble was a lot of unnecessary context.
He used to read from the book, the Helping Friendly Book of Ditka.
Read from the book. We were parroting religion. What they did today was offensive. The end. Yeah. Okay. Well, editing. All right.
Daniel Burnham.
He's everywhere.
He's everywhere.
Especially Chicago. At his own point. Burnham's point.
They're going to build bathrooms. They're going to save lives. We're going to get 14 acres of green space. For a few billion.
Looked nice, though, didn't it?
The pictures were lovely.
I thought they were lovely.
The pictures were lovely.
I liked it more than the above-air gondolas or whatever they were.
Yeah, the pictures were lovely.
The above-ground gondolas.
Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Sebastian Maniscalco.
Good to be on the score. I mean, I've been a score guy ever since in the 90s listening to you guys. You know, now with the Bears, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Afternoons on the score.
We'll build restrooms. We'll make this a place that people want to come and spend time.
Okay, cool.
You know, for $3.5 billion or $4.5 billion, whatever the price tag's going to be at the end of it, I agree with them. They should have bathrooms.
We'll build restrooms.
Public ones, Danny. Outdoor ones.
It's going to be a place where people are going to want to come because there's bathrooms.
He's talking about, you know, the ones on, on the beach. Like if you ever go to like Venice Beach in Cali or someplace like that, and you're like, oh, look at that, an outdoor bathroom. It's open to the public. Ooh, it doesn't smell good anywhere near there or in there. This is the idea on the stadium campus. 14 acres of new fields, and there'll be bathrooms there so people can go there and play on the fields and use a bathroom.
We'll build restrooms.
Yeah, you need them.
We'll make this a place that people want to come and spend time.
Good magazines in there, you know?
Yeah,
good road games. It's kind of like a Von Maur.
That poopery spray that smells so nice.
It's maybe not as good as a Von Maur. I recommend that. Home Depot in a pinch, showing off. Maybe a Lowe's showing off their home fixtures. Soldier Field is a choice for a road game.
I mean, listen, it was a beautiful park with the columns there for the history and for the memorial
amazing.
For the fallen soldiers, and it looks beautiful.
How about the open end somehow on both ends of the domed stadium? I couldn't really figure out exactly how that worked.
Yeah.
It's a rendering.
Yeah.
And then again, the etouffee, the crawfish etouffee on the top, the translucent etouffee, or ETF.
We'll build restrooms.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
restrooms. People will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, if you mentioned the bathrooms, the restrooms, then I guess I'm in. Never mind.
You'd find a way there.
Yeah, I didn't, it's my mistake. This is so silly. It's going to save lives and bring us Final Fours. Let's talk about the events here. There's big promises because he was capacity's the same. It's going to be like a lot of the new stadiums, like Cowboy Stadium. Sounds like it'll have like flexible capacity for bigger events. They can add in stuff like add in seating,
right?
For smaller events, they can remove seating and have more like places for you to stand, standing room only, yeah. Walk around with drinks, etc. So it would be big enough for a Super Bowl, Final Four, things like that.
For anybody who doesn't know, they absolutely butchered the remodel of Soldier Field the first time around, including not having enough seats to even qualify for a Super Bowl,
right.
If an outdoor Super Bowl would have even been considered.
Yeah.
Now this one will be indoors, and we'll have enough seats if they actually do it.
But
it's a nice touch.
And again, pardon me for caring about the details. All of that could still happen in Arlington Heights.
For sure.
And people would still fly into Chicago airports, stay at Chicago hotels, go to Chicago restaurants, and then commute out to the venue in Arlington Heights. For the Final Four, for the Super Bowl, for the Taylor Swift residency that they're promising with absolutely no backing to suggest that that would actually be a thing. We already got Taylor Swift. We already got Beyonce. We already get big concerts. To their point, of course you would get more in November, December, January,
sure.
February with a climate-controlled domed stadium, but that would exist in Arlington Heights also.
It reminds me a little bit. I mean, and obviously we know that some of the logistic details are very different and that the Ricketts has paid for everything. They did get paid back with incredible tax benefits from the city and from the state. But I remember when the Ricketts were just talking about building some of the stuff around Wrigley, and they talked about the plaza that's now Gallagher Way.
Yeah.
And like everything that was going to be there. And I remember one morning an exasperated Tom Ricketts going, you know, look, the plaza is going to be awesome. And he was trying to get people to understand that it was actually going to be pretty cool and it was worth some of the extra money and logistics. And it is awesome. Gallagher Way is awesome.
It's awesome.
It's awesome. Yeah. So, you know, some of these things are like, you know, you're trying to get people to wrap their heads around it. It's but you got to find a way to pay for it.
Yeah. And things have changed. Like the public appetite for this sort of thing has changed. Mm. Illinois' economic situation, by the way, has really improved in terms of its bond rating. J.B. Pritzker is going to run for president on that. He's going to run for president in 2028 on, when I came into office, everyone was talking about can't invest, it's going broke, it's bankrupt, all these things. Now it's an A rating political bond situation. Like, he's going to run on it. So I think it's going to be virtually impossible to change his mind, personally, because I think he's A, doesn't believe in it genuinely, but B, is not going to say I subsidize the billionaire, because that's what his political opponents are more apt to do stereotypically, like in terms of just like the global general election.
I think it depends on how much private money's going in, how much the league is involved, and how little that the state can get away with green lighting. Got three phases of public money that they're asking for. If JB can allow one phase of public money that does do some of the things for infrastructure while doing enough for the Bears to then invest their money, I think I could see him selling that. It's all negotiation, and you do have to spend some money to make some money.
Let's hear a little bit more from Brandon Johnson. Tanny, what else we got?
Why should taxpayers pay any dollars towards this? And, you know, what is your conversation going to be like with Governor Pritzker and state leaders?
Well, I appreciate the feedback that is coming from our partners at the state level, you know, and what I've said from the very beginning is that an investment like this requires real skin in the game from ownership, which they've done that, a commitment to public use, which they've done that, as well as, you know, an overall commitment to, you know, building a better, stronger, safer Chicago. This is about investing in the thousands of jobs that will manifest as a result of this investment. You know, we're talking, you know, conservatively, 24,000 jobs in the immediate, 43,000 jobs for the entire region, $2.5 billion of income into working families, providing us with the opportunity to continue to invest in housing and education, mental health services, growing our parks. The fact that we have a very sizable footprint now of 14 more acres of just athletic fields. I mean, this is a real opportunity to create real revenue by doing what works, which is putting people to work.
Turning to the jobs, Bears owners having skin in the game.
And that is how you sell it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you sell it. Whether it's true or not, and historically not supported by what economists would say, but that's how they sell these things. Hey, it's going to create jobs. What jobs? Construction jobs, labor jobs, union jobs. Like that's how you sell these sort of things. And by the way, like I've talked about with you before, like if they did Arlington Heights, and if they did say tax dollars are going to have to go to improving the metro station and the exit ramp from the highway, you know, making it four lanes instead of two or whatever, you know, to make the ability to handle traffic flow. I had no problem with that. Like, if they wanted to say we're going to spend taxpayer dollars on building bridges to get across Lakeshore Drive to make it easier for people to access the lakefront.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, I actually don't have a problem with that. I know some people do, like, you know, but like the stadium itself, the roof, the thing that hosts the events. Nah, pay for that yourself. Kelso on the south side is on the score. What up, Kelso?
Yo. Oh my God, they did it again, man. Danny, when you said yesterday, like, why would they announce this 2 days, like a day before the most important day in this franchise, where you probably about to take the best players that you took to Buckus, and it's their messaging is embarrassing, and I think the McCaskies got bamboozled with Kevin Warren. I think this guy doesn't give a damn about being the president of a football team. His ambitions is probably like the goal in politics, and just the. They did it again. Like, everybody says with our sports franchises, the jinxes. Oh, with the Bears quarterbacks is a jinx. Or, you know what's a jinx? Bears public relations. Like, bro, this is crazy. We supposed to be talking about Caleb versus Jordan Love.
Dude, I feel you on that part so bad. I know. They're ruining Caleb Eve. Marry Caleb Eve, Kelso. Marry Caleb Eve. It's ridiculous.
It'll happen tomorrow.
I know.
It'll happen. It'll happen quickly. Could happen next segment. Could happen right here.
I got Caleb stuff for you.
I mean, there always is.
I got Caleb stuff.
We're going to be
you.
In Detroit tomorrow.
Can't wait.
Tomorrow and Friday for the NFL draft. Did a mock draft earlier in the show for Poles position. Ended up with Roma Dunze available and on the board at 9. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Looking forward to the road trip.
Our teammate Lawrence Holmes had a great, you know, rant today when he heard the prayer that opened up the Bears press conference today. Mayor Brandon Johnson is going on NBC Sports Chicago, and Lawrence is interviewing him.
Well, that should be juicy.
He told me that at the end of transition, and I was like, oh, man. I don't know how I would ask the prayer question without just a noticeable amount of snark. And I was like, are you going to ask him one? And he was like, yeah. Okay, here we go, Jim. Here we go, Tony. I just don't get it. I don't get it. I wouldn't be able to stop. I wouldn't. We asked, right? Shane, we put in a request, right? Yeah, right. It's not going to happen. But that's okay. I'm glad Lawrence is getting him over on NBC Sports Chicago. That will be an interesting forum.
When is that? Tonight on Football Night?
Airing after White Sox post, apparently. So that'll be interesting. That can be some good content for us tomorrow But good job by Lawrence and those guys getting that interview. Because, yeah, there would definitely be some questions.
Robert McCoppin from the Chicago Tribune. What about the White Sox?
Yeah, right. What about the White
Sox?
They're
one of the key franchises in the city.
That's what they tell me. That's what they tell me. Oh, it's so good. Oh, man. We got a lot of calls, man. We got a lot of people who want this. Pat on the Northwest side, you're on the score. Go ahead, Pat.
Hey, Brandon Johnson is no favorite of mine, but the guy, he doesn't realize he's being played, I mean, big time by the Bears. First of all, if the Friends of the Park could shut down George Lucas and Rahm Emanuel, they'll have this will be like mincemeat to them. They'll have no problem shutting him down. I mean, this guy, Brandon Johnson, he better worry about, they're talking about a recall vote in November on him, putting it on the ballot. That's what's going on. And he has the nerve to stand there and say, this is what we have to decide what kind of city we are. How about a city that doesn't have 40 shot a week, 13 dead? That'd be a big one for me. I think that would be a really good thing. You know, not seeing six-year-old kids driving that get shot because they're in the car with their parents. This is ridiculous. And the Friends of the Park have made it clear, we'll sue them and they'll win. And I'm a longtime city employee. I was retired. And they're not the smartest people in the world. And we sued them. Chicago Fire Department paramedics sued them. And the one guy said to me, "Wow, you're not going to win in Cook County." And I looked at him and I said, "Are you stupid? We're suing you in federal court. We're not suing you in a city court. We're going to get a judge that's in for life, and you can't hurt him." And that's what's going to happen here. A federal judge that will not be squeezed by politicians is going to rule that it's sacred ground. You're not building on it. It's protected ground, not sacred, protected ground. But Brandon doesn't have a clue. He doesn't have a clue.
Thanks for the call, Pat.
God bless you all. And God bless the greatest freaking city in the world, city of Chicago. Kevin.
It's good stuff, Pat. Whether Brandon is under the spell or just choosing to try and hitch his wagons for any form of approval, it is very clear what's going on in that relationship.
We have a pretty big piece of NFL news that could impact a trade ahead of tomorrow night's NFL draft. I don't think the Bears would be interested, but there's going to be a ton of shakeup with and around the draft. There was an insane criticism of Caleb Williams that we have to get to. You've got some stories from your time away.
Big, big Cubs news broken on this show by the manager earlier today as well.
Yeah, Cody Bellinger, two fractured. Cody Westerlund's ribs.
Oh, thank God he's okay.
Yeah, Cody Bellinger, two fractured ribs and is on the IL. PCA is up.
Cody Parkey has had his ribs broken by Bears fans.
We need our Odyssey shortstop, Cody Westerlund, so I'm glad he's all right.
Praise be. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Twitch and YouTube wants to see Whitey.
Come on over here, Whitey, say hello.
What's up, Windy City?
Afternoons on the score.
Let's talk about the draft.
A lot of guys on the Cincinnati Bengals apparently don't want to be on the Cincinnati Bengals anymore. Adam Schefter is reporting that Trey Hendrickson has requested a trade.
That's a really good defensive end at age 29, right in the middle of his prime, although I'm sure some would look at that and say he only has a year or two left.
But he sees what, you know, Danielle Hunter got this offseason. He's got $15 million on his deal for this year. He wants a new deal. He wants an extension since he's apparently not ready to give it to him. So Trey Hendrickson has requested a trade, and T. Higgins has requested a trade.
Now, T. was franchised, which means they have all this time to work that out, theoretically.
Apparently, it's not going well.
Apparently not going well. Now, here we are, eve of the draft, and a lot of wide receivers get dealt as the draft approaches, sometimes draft day.
Yeah, this is like an A.J. Brown situation. You know, if he can't work out an extension with the current team, does Cincinnati say, well, we'll take a mid to late first round pick for T. Higgins and let another team trade us a draft pick, and then you got to also sign him?
Brandon Ayuk very much in trade rumors right now out of San Francisco. We saw Keenan Allen dealt, obviously, to the Bears several weeks ago.
Yeah, a lot of talk of the Bears being involved in trades, too. Peter Schrager said that he could see 10 trades happening in the first round of the draft, not in the top five, but really picking up in the 6 to 10 range. And then Todd McShay responded to him and said that 6-8-9 Giants, Falcons, and Bears, the teams he's heard the most linked in trade talks. McShay did not cite whether or not that was trade up or down, but a lot of chatter of trades, this being a very trade-heavy draft, which makes sense if six quarterbacks are going in the first round, because that means that obviously pushes down premium players that would be maybe top five picks in other years. You know, like if Joe Alt is on the board at 8, you know what I mean? Like, the number one left tackle on the board is available there. Maybe that's someone that would be traded for, because often you don't see guys get traded up for that are not quarterbacks anymore. But maybe if in this year, if that would be different.
I mean, the only interior defensive lineman that I've seen in top 15s is Byron Murphy.
Right.
You know? So imagine being able to get who is the jewel of that position at a key position in the NFL, being able to get that guy at 9, 10, 11, or 12, and you're a team that thinks you desperately need exactly that piece, you get interested. Or Dallas Turner. I hope there's a lot of trades. That'd be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always chaos. I mean, we've talked about it a lot. I'm more interested in getting a blue player because I don't think the Bears will be picking this high again for a long time. Obviously, you could trade down far and get a future first round pick and hope that that team is bad, and you know that's your way to get it. But I am hoping that they stand pat and take the best player available at 9. I want there to be a lot of trades and a lot of chaos for a lot of other teams, and I just want you to draft your Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase.
Did you glean anything in that regard from the way that Poles talked about it? I mean,
I thought what he said, the cover, that you want guys who can be on the front of your album cover, struck me as the type of thing about like premium players. That, you know, but then in a different answer, he said you talk about, you have guys in groupings and ranges, and the general philosophy is if they're at 9 and they've got four guys graded out the same way, that would mean try to trade down to 12. Because then you get one of the guys in the same group, but you would get more assets for it, and you'd be happy with all of it. But that's I think it's more likely that it'll stand pat, but obviously there's a ton of smoke there.
We have an indicator we put on their tag. We put a bear head on their tag because you know, we call them the grizzly, the top bear.
That's right. That's right. All the different bear types. It's exciting to get all those calls. Yeah, Montez loves it. He knows it. And then after tomorrow, we're done. We're done with the first round of the draft after tomorrow night. Can think about a lot of other things. What are we going to do at 3 o'clock moving forward? We thought about it. Getz's position? Can I interest you in Getz's position?
No.
Sure?
I mean, I can give you a new Caleb fact of the day every day at 3 o'clock.
I know I'll be getting that somewhere.
Yeah, it's true.
I'll definitely be getting that somewhere.
That's absolutely true.
AK's position.
How the Cubs are reacting to the Bellinger news and some ridiculous Caleb Williams criticism. You knew there was going to be some noise leading up to the draft, and there is. It's Parkins and Spiegel on the Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.